You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
Did you know that your calendar age does not always match how old your body truly is? Your biological age and the age of your cells and organs is the number one predictor of your risk for serious diseases. That's why I ordered the True Age test from True Diagnostic. With just a simple at-home finger prick, you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights. No doctor visits, no labs. Look, I'll be honest, when I learned that if your biological age is just 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk can jump 30 to 50%. I got a little bit nervous. I mean, I'm the guy who thinks ketchup counts as a vegetable. But up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. The way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress has a massive impact on how fast our bodies age. True Diagnostic gives you a personalized report with science-backed steps to actually slow down aging. I'm kind of dreading what my results might say, but I am curious. Maybe this will finally be the wake-up call that gets me and you back on track. The test is super easy. Send in your sample using the prepaid mailer, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you get your detailed report. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code ZABE to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. TrueDiagnostic.com, promo code ZABE at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Hey, you know that feeling when your mind won't shut off at night? Or the stress just keeps piling and piling up? What if I told you there might be a solution that you should check out? How about the folks at CBDFX? They recently sent me some samples. I know all about the CBD phenomenon these days, and I'm curious but a little bit skeptical. Well, I've been trying them out to find out what works best for me. There's a whole range of products, gummies, capsules, topicals, you name it. And I've been testing their CBD and CBD night capsules. They're built to get you asleep fast and keep you asleep all night. CBN is what they call the ultimate relaxation cannabinoid and is packed with other natural sleep support. They also make these original mixed berry CBD gummies that have won 4 Healthline Best CBD Gummy Awards, and they're gentle and they have calming effects. They're great for overall wellness and they actually taste good. Natural berry flavor. CBDFX has been doing this since 2014, so they've got it down. Everything is USA made with organic hemp, no GMOs, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals, all verified by third-party lab testing. Whether you want calm, focus, better sleep, or just an overall wellness boost, CBDFX has something for you. Right now, my listeners get 40% off your first order with code ZABE at CBDFX. That's code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo at CBDFX.com. 40% off using my promo code. Feel the difference with CBDFX. This is the ZABE cast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. All right, yeah, no, I think that's good right there. How was your Black Friday, Andy?
Did you go to Black Friday? Well, I didn't really do anything on Black Friday. I had a nice Thanksgiving.
Why'd you say it that way? Black Friday.
Well, I'm not a big shopper.
You know? Okay.
Who go out and get in line at 4 o'clock in the morning to buy a television set? That's not for me.
You know, this year I always love the stories of Black Friday because of the mayhem that would occur with old ladies knocking each other into the fourth aisle of, you know, candy canes just to get the last Cabbage Patch doll, or right. grown men throwing haymakers trying to get the last Nintendo. Mm-hmm. There's nothing anymore that can get people to line up except for one thing. Not sure you saw this, but Target promised people who lined up early would get a special edition Target shopping bag with a prize pack of considerable value, was how they phrased it, inside. Hmm. And so shoppers lined up, and they were sleeping in sleeping bags, and they were waiting. Do you know what was in the stupid vinyl Target shopping bag?
I would hope $500 in cash.
$500, not even $5. It was like lip balm, Uno cards, some fizz drink mix for your water. It was pathetic. And the news was like, some shoppers were upset. Well, you're too dumb. You fell for it. You're like, ooh, there's something I'm going to wait out for. Also, a lot of people are finding out, because they're peeling up the Black Friday sale labels on the store shelves. They're going in there. I've seen this on social media. They go, okay, it's this item is $9.98, supposedly Black Friday sale. It was the same price last week as they peel up the sign. Some of the items, Andy, were cheaper a week ago, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, that's all part of the sale, palooza deal, that they have you believe that it's a great deal, but it probably isn't.
Is it fair game? Is it all fair game? Like, some people are saying that these are actual Federal Trade Commission violations about false advertising, bait and switch, that kind of stuff. I think it's just wake up.
A lot of lawsuits going on, so why not? Why not sue over whether your tchotchke costs $9.95 or $9.98?
Yeah, apparently Michael's craft store. Here, watch this, kids. Hey, Andy, when's the last time you were in a Michael's?
It's been a couple of years, but I have actually made purchases. I bought picture frames.
Yes, for your sports memorabilia, right?
Yeah. I have some of that. I'm not a big crafts person, but my granddaughter seems to be into it. So I may get more involved in arts and crafts with
her. Okay. All right. So that's not terrible right there. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Lane Kiffin has gone to LSU. The reporter or the podcaster who called him a hoe, or didn't call him a hoe, but referred to him in that sort of reference, can take a big fat victory lap right now. There's other college coaches on the move, so we're going to talk about that. Then we get to the NFL slate. The afternoon slate of games was so bad that any entertainment value left after the taffy was stretched as far as it was, with three games on Thanksgiving, a Black Friday game as well, comes down to the Commanders and the Broncos at Northwest Stadium. I don't know if that's going to hold up its end of the bargain either. We might be sitting on a dud tonight, Andy.
Well, it could be. I mean, the Carolina Rams game was pretty good. All three of the late game window games were bad. And this is what's been complained about in recent weeks, is they're cherry picking all these games for all these little primetime spots and, Black Friday. So what you're left with are the seeds and stems, and that's what you get.
Yeah. Seeds and stems being a reference to marijuana. Buds, the seeds and stems.
A little bit hip.
I just want to, that we have young people that listen all the time and they might be like, what does that refer to? Yeah, the junk portion of your bag of weed, the seed and the stems. So there's also this from the game in Pittsburgh tonight. There's a picture, Andy, of Aaron Rodgers, nose all busted up with a little bandage on it, looking grimly straight ahead, his left hand full of broken bones, left the game for a while, went to the blue tent of medical miracles, came back out after a small medical miracle, I guess, and is finishing out this blowout that they're experiencing at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. Who could have thought that a 42-year-old guy that didn't want to show up to minicamp a second earlier than he had to wouldn't work out?
Well, it shows you what the state of quarterbacking is in the NFL, when a broken down used to be is such demand, and a guy like Mike Tomlin, who seems like a no-nonsense guy, will bend over backwards and do anything to get Aaron Rodgers in there only to see him before December, as you described him, bloodied with a broken wrist and, you know, kind of stumbling along. But, you know, there's a guy who played for Minnesota today named Bosmer.
Max Brosmer, yes. See, yeah. And that game has gone final. I believe the Seahawks beat him 26-0. Your final score?
I think so. He was throwing interception after interception, and some of them were just pathetic. I mean, he had a defender grabbing his left wrist, and he's got to go down. But no, he's got to get the ball off, and sure enough, throws it right into a Seahawk hand and goes the other way for a touchdown. It was embarrassing. And this is why I continue to say we're going to have a Super Bowl with two backup quarterbacks. And who knows, each of them could be starting the year as third stringers. It's just too many games.
Well, it's a league in which the taffy has been stretched so thin. It's so dependent on quarterbacks that there aren't enough good ones to go around. And if your good quarterback breaks, like they did with, you know, like Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, you're kind of left stranded on the side of the road. You can't make up for it with rushing and defense. There's not enough to do that.
Well, they're actually in better shape than most teams with Marcus Mariota. This guy, Brosmer, like a vault. I mean, he doesn't look like he's a guy. He spent, I think, 5 years playing at New Hampshire. Because of COVID, and he hurt his knee. And then 1 year at Minnesota, University of Minnesota, local. Let's bring him in, extra arm, see what you got. And the trickle-down has forced him to be a starter in a game. I mean, it's insane.
Well, think about what got Minnesota into this bind. They made a series of risky, subpar decisions. Decision number one was assuming that J.J. McCarthy was going to be fine, just because they drafted him high. Right. This is a team believing in their own priors, believing in their own investment. It is sort of a corollary to the sunk cost investment where you're like, he's got to be good. We drafted him high. He's showing up at all the meetings. He really puts his whole effort into knowing the offense and everything else. It doesn't fucking matter. You don't know if he can play because he didn't play the first year due to a knee injury that came out of nowhere in the preseason. A smart team would say, yeah, I know that Sam Darnold's going to cost a lot of money, and I know that maybe JJ and his agent will be mad because this was supposed to be his year, but fuck it. We don't know if he's any good. So that's what they would have done that was smart. Their other subpar idea was getting an old and battered Carson Wentz as their backup, and they ran him until he broke. Now, like you said, they got a guy who was not drafted who played at low-level Division I football, and he predictably shit the bed today against a good Seattle team.
It's terrible, and what the solution is you got to have 16 games, and you have occasional Thursday games, like on Thanksgiving.
Whoa. We ain't going backwards, Andy. We've conquered a hill here. Why, the NFL has conquered the hill of 17 games. We're not going to surrender that high ground just out of a fit of decency or perhaps understanding that our product is shit. We're going to keep charging more for our product and expand it even further to 18 games.
Right. The players are going to hop up and down. Well, first of all, they got to find out who's represented him, because the last guy took the funds and went off to strip clubs before they fired him. And then they're going to have to find somebody who's going to that'll be a charade, because they'll stand up. We are not doing 18 games. We're not doing 18 games. Here's $1 billion. Shut up. OK, we'll play 18 games.
Right.
And then they're going to eventually play 20. It's going to happen.
And are we going to watch?
Yes. Yes.
Because why?
Because it's a great product most of the time. Today was not a good day.
It's still, I mean, when it's good, it's really good.
Yeah.
And so the overall consistency of quality of the product is not there, but at least when it's good, it's really good. I mean, what are you going to do?
Bad, it's pretty good. You know,
I know. You know, there's a term that I've come across from somebody on the internet who calls it the enshittification theory, that many things in life are becoming enshittified because of various reasons: greed, laziness, private equity gets blamed a lot for the inshittification. You know, there's Twitter accounts that follow the size of Jersey Mike sandwiches, and a guy that recorded videos of him getting Jersey Mike sandwiches over a year and a half ago before private equity took over the franchise, and now mm-hmm. he's filming follow-ups at consistent intervals at consistently different locations to go, well, is the sandwich getting smaller? Guess what? It is. Yep. The inshittification by way of greed and private equity and a bunch of other things.
I've got a Jersey Mike's steak and cheese about a month ago, and it was over, it was like $11, and it was remarkably small.
Right. That goes beyond just the quality and the size. It's the price that is nuts. Yeah. So anyway, how do you feel about tonight's Commanders game? We record this before the game tonight, about an hour before kickoff. No Jaden Daniels. I assume we've already talked about this. You want him to play. And look, Rodgers played today with three broken bones in his left hand. Daniel Jones played with a broken fibia, I believe, and they lost to the Texans. You had the upset by Joe Burrow and the Bengals on Thursday night, with a specially fitted iron-plated sole to his shoe to help with his turf toe. Which, like, if you're looking at how valuable he is to the Bengals, you're like, is this really a great idea? Baker Mayfield played today and won with a jacked-up left shoulder that he was last seen, you know, holding against the Rams when they killed him last week. And I guess Daniels is going to come back at some point with that left elbow not quite right, and you're okay with that.
Well, if they were in the playoff hunt, I believe he would have been playing last week and would play tonight. I think that's a given.
Oh,
and yes,
really?
Players play. It's 17 games, and he still needs to develop. And I think he will have some benefit from playing maybe the last five, maybe four, whatever it is. But he's only in his second year. Absolutely, he should play.
Yeah. And then we get to the college story of the day, which is Lane Kiffin has left for LSU. On a scale of one to shocked, Andy, where are you on this decision?
0.5%.
barely one. Like, you saw this coming from miles away, right?
This is what he does. You know, the only question, was it going to be Florida or was it going to be LSU? And the day before, Florida indicated, yeah, we're not going to get him, so we're moving on. So it was going to be LSU. Sure. That's what he does. He left Tennessee after 1 year. Tennessee's a great job. He walked away from that.
Right.
You know, at Alabama, he was like working on his new job
Saban kicked him off.
Forget it.
Yeah, Saban kicked him off the team because they're like, this guy's a fucking clown. And he helped resurrect his career. You know, he was kicking around Florida Atlantic, and he was doing okay. Small school. I'm not, you know, small school, but not a power school in any sense of it. And then Ole Miss, because they were desperate, Ole Miss, in the wake of their scandals and their program being down, said, well, we can't do any worse. And they hire him, and they get some magic going, some mojo going. It's good for Kiffin. It's good for Ole Miss. But now Kiffin's like, okay, I've used you up. Time to go to greener pastures. He is a slimy dick. And I'm not even – we'll get into the whole Ho thing in a second. But I will enjoy rooting for him to lose maybe more than Brian Kelly, who killed a kid. And I never, Andy, thought I would say that in my life. But it's going to be fun.
Well, Kiffin's a much better fit at LSU than Brian Kelly was.
Wow, what do you mean? I had all my accents worked out, ain't they? Your family down here.
But he will, and the thing about him is, he's a good coach. He'll win. And at LSU, it's a lot easier to win than it is at Ole Miss. Now, if you turn in an 8-3 season, 8-4 season, then the heat gets turned up.
Yeah.
But, you know, the narrative was, I've said this, I think I've said this to you a number of times, Ed Orgeron, when he won the national championship, the feeling was, well, gee, if old Ed can win one, any dope can win a national championship. And so when they brought in Brian Kelly, they thought, wow, you know, now we got really a coach with some of a resume, and he's going to be rolling with what he's got here. And he failed. But Kiffin, you know, Ole Miss hadn't won like this before Kiffin got there.
True.
You can say, well, he screwed the players. He's walking away from them as they go into the playoff. He wanted to coach, and then they played like chicken, like he said, okay, well, I'm taking all my assistants if you know, I can't coach. And they said, well, get out anyway. And
right.
As for the players, you know, it's not like they had to sit out a year if they transfer. It's all transactional now across the board. So I don't think you can feel sorry for them losing their coach at this point.
How about the fact that they were huddled up in the chancellor's house on Saturday night watching the Iron Bowl? Because if Auburn had completed the improbable comeback from 17-0 down, Ole Miss would be in the SEC title game, and the whole calculus of, okay, now what do we do, would have been changed. Like, that's wild to think you're sitting down with a coach who's about to fuck you, and you're watching a game to decide what's going to happen.
He still would have left.
I know.
As long as you don't have any safeguards for that happening, why not? If people keep throwing money at you, who are you to say no?
I know. By the way, Pete Golding will coach Ole Miss during the college football playoff, and he may do very well.
And he's apparently not interim. They said that he's got the job for next year.
Well, that's great, and I hope he makes the most of it. You know, the precedent for this, and this is where you guys, you youngins, can go hop up on Uncle Andy and Uncle Zabie's knee here. We'll tell you the story of Steve Fisher at Michigan. Remember?
Yes, well, there was a coach by the name of Bill Frieder, and it was almost the exact circumstance.
Basketball coach. They were heading into the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And Bill Frieder.
He took the job at Arizona State the tournament. I don't think he even made it a secret. It was just, you know, yeah, okay, we're going to coach this team to the in the tournament and see how far we can go, and then I'm going to Arizona State. And old Bo Schembechler, old Mr. Maize and Blues, said, I want a Michigan man coaching Michigan.
Yes.
And he told Frieder to get the hell out. Steve Fisher took over, and Fisher won the national championship.
Went all the way. Was fantastic and had a pretty good career, as I recall, after winning it on that magical run. And Frieder coached a couple years at Arizona State and was basically never heard from again.
Yeah. I mean, he had a longer run. I think he wound up like at San Diego State after that, but actually, Fisher was the one who recruited the Fab Five, and so they didn't win, but they went back to the finals. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out for this new guy, and fuck Lane Kiffin. And the whole thing was just a complete farce, which brings us to the ho comment showdown. Ben Garrett is this not as young as he looks guy, 40 years old, married with kids. He works for OM Spirit on 3, so he covers Ole Miss for the On 3 network, writes for it, does podcasts and whatnot. And in a podcast, as this thing was brewing a couple weeks ago, said, you can't make a hoe a wife, hoes don't act right. He didn't say specifically Lane Kiffin is a hoe, but it was a analogy that was actually from a rap song that's akin to, you know, you can't change a leopard's spots. Well, Lane Kiffin, after the big win of the Egg Bowl, decided to play bully and goes up and confronts this guy, Ben Garrett. Let me show this picture here so you get a good sense of it. You've seen the photo, right, Andy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and it's bullshit, by the way, because you're the bully. You're the guy that's got the state troopers with you, and you're the head coach, and you're the guy making $5 million a year. So anytime you punch down on a guy who's probably making 50 grand a year, if that, doing this, covering Ole Miss, that's a Bush League move, in my opinion.
And you have to know that the TV cameras are on you all the time. You can't just, if you can't confront them like in a tunnel,
right?
People are going to see it, right?
So there is the image of him, and many people mocked this kid, 40-year-old guy, Ben Garrett, for the expression on his face saying, oh, you can see his soul leave his body as he's terrified, blah, blah, blah. Ben Garrett responded in his podcast follow-up. He goes, look, I thought I handled it professionally. What am I supposed to do, fight the guy?
Right.
And, you know, this is the trade-off, isn't it, Andy, between accepting that credential and being given access? There are certain guidelines you do have to fall in between, because these schools can revoke your access at any time for virtually any reason, right? And there's no recourse. Yeah.
Well, depending, the paper may, or the, whoever he works for may stand up to it, but...
Newspapers used to really fight for their beat reporters, but those were literal newspapers, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others. I don't know if anyone's going to stick up for a guy who's writing online and podcasting about getting his credential back.
Yeah, probably not, and most people haven't even heard of the outfit that he works for on three. But old-time columnists will tell you, if you rip somebody, you need to show up at the next game and stand in front of his locker as if to say, if you got anything to say to me, say it now.
Right. And so there you go. The other part of this whole Lane Kiffin story is what they said on College Game Day. Did you watch College Game Day?
Did not. But okay. I saw Paul Feinbaum said something like, this is not going to end well.
Not going to end well for Kiffin or for...
Well, the whole thing won't unfold in a very good way, and it didn't. I mean, okay. Look, Marty Smith... Got the exclusive interview with him as he was about to board the plane for Baton Rouge.
And he paid for it in blood. He waited there for 18 hours.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this is like the Watergate scoop. I mean, and what did he get from him? You know, nothing. Really.
Some platitudes, and hey, after praying with my family.
Come on.
Fucking dick. I can't. All right, so on College Game Day, I'm going to play this audio for you. You can see the clip there, right?
Yep.
This was Herb Street making the case for letting him finish out. Just give me a tell me if you can hear this.
The tricky part is the Atlanta and the SEC championship. This team is a team you don't want to play in a CFP right now. So I think if you're in charge at Ole Miss and if Lane decides to go elsewhere, I think you need to set your emotions to the side. You need to look at 2025 and this team with their coach and giving them a chance to finish this run, whoever that might be. That's the tricky part here. I think there's no doubt if you talk to the players, some of them have come out publicly and said, we want our coach to coach us to the end. So I think Ole Miss administration is put in a very tough spot because if he were going to stay at Ole Miss, Eli Drinkwitz is already re-upped. Clark Lee is re-upped. Don't you think we would have already seen he's re-upping and staying at Ole Miss? So there's chances are he's going to Baton Rouge. I think Ole Miss has to accept that and look at this as a magical year. You've never done what you're doing right now. Let Lane Kiffin, if he leaves, and these players finish the run this year.
All right, Andy, what do you think?
No, it was impossible to do that because he'd be cherry picking off the roster as to who he wants to take with him to LSU. You know, these spring games, they're holding young players out of these spring games because they don't want to be picked off by bigger schools who see, you know.
Who see a good player and go, wow, we do not want that guy right
now. Yeah. I mean, it's the wild, wild west, and they did this to themselves. I mean, I'm not saying that a guy has to sit out. I don't think that was fair that he had to sit out a year before he could play. But you just jump from place to place. What, you know, so, you could say Lane Kiffin showed no loyalty and he left his players in a lurch and yada, yada, yada. But on the other hand, the players have no loyalty to stay there. I mean, you hear about coaches having to re-recruit their roster every day. So this is what you get. This is how things operate. And he's operating within the system.
People roasted Herb Street for it online, including people saying, yeah, sure, the guy that already has three jobs, of which one of them he does half-heartedly, NFL games, would advocate for another guy to have one job waiting and still do another job half-assed.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you,
23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Free is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. The strength range goes from 3 milligrams all the way up to 15 milligrams. So whether you're looking for something on the lighter side or you want maximum strength, they've got you covered. Flavors, mint, wintergreen, watermelon, which is new, plus lush, sweet, and original. Enough variety that picking a flavor feels like picking a mood. Available in single tins, mega packs, and bundles for those who like to commit. The pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around. They're soft, flexible, sit comfortably, and the whole setup is discreet. Compact tins, zero smoke, zero vapor, perfect for meetings, commutes, or just getting through the day. You can get your instant delivery straight to your door or pick them up whenever you normally get your nicotine. Right now, my listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com. That's F-R-E pouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, F-R-E pouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. F-R-E, free. Strength you can count on. The holidays are here, and if you've got names on your list that are impossible to buy for, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last-minute. I found something perfect for any football fan in your life, the New York Times Custom Football Book. You pick your favorite NFL team and they create a custom book with actual front page coverage from the Times going all the way back to that team's early years. We're talking historic games, championships, legendary moments, over 90 pages of real newspaper history. Talk about a gift that will blow them away. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, sports fans, foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And with every purchase you make, they give $1 back to nonprofit partners of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zabe. That's uncommongoods.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
The better take, though, is this, because Nick Saban wanted to play the angle of, well, it's the schedule's fault. You know, college football's got to get their schedule fixed because it puts these coaches in a tough spot with the schools when they have to make a decision, get a hire going, and start their program. The counter to that, by the way, is, oh, no, no, no. Dan Lanning at Oregon could have easily done the same charade, but he didn't because he doesn't want to leave Oregon because he believes Oregon is a top-shelf program, one of the top 10, 11, 12 in the country, right? Yeah, so it's not a schedule problem. But that's what Saban referred to. Now, there's a reason why he did that. And the best take is from this guy
Russ Latino, and he is host of The Sit Down. I guess that's a podcast, recovering lawyer. Here's what he said, Andy. He says, yes, Saban and Herb Street are both represented by the same firm as Lane Kiffin, which presents a conflict of interest that should be disclosed at a minimum. Did they disclose it on game? No, they did not disclose it. But the truth is that even if they were not, there are business interests that prevent the media from being honest in situations where access is the whole game. Wow, we're running a business here. He writes, in the media, in many cases, lives or dies by having access. Without it, they don't get the interviews people want to see, but more importantly, don't get behind-the-scenes scoops from people in the know. This is true in politics as well, but it's been exacerbated by social media, where big personalities with big followings honestly don't need the media any longer. In this case, it's not just being honest about Lane might cut them off from Lane Kiffin in the future, but being honest about Lane Kiffin might cut them off from all of Jimmy Sexton's clients, a considerable portfolio in the future, even some that are not yet Sexton's clients. Also in their financial interest is this year's SEC championship game and the college football playoffs to be as good as possible. Ole Miss is in it. Whether Ole Miss sucks hind teat for the next decade after Kiffin leaves is irrelevant to the bottom line. And by the way, the immediate future. Finally, it's an ESPN's reputational interest for Lane Kiffin not to emerge from all this looking like a villain. Otherwise, they may suffer damage for having put together the documentary puff piece, either because they were duped or because the very real perception that they played a part in creating the propaganda. That's apparently a documentary about Lane Kiffin's career that I've not seen, but I've made a note to go watch. Are you aware of it?
What network is it on?
It's an ESPN thing on Lane Kiffin. ESPN doc on Lane Kiffin. Yeah. Well, it basically talks about you'll never see a coaching career like this. Oh, yeah, here you go. E60. E60, the many lives of Lane Kiffin.
Mm. Okay. That's Jeremy Schapp, I guess, did that. He's one of the few reporters actually left there. Yeah, Jimmy Sexton has you know, his hands in every little nooky cranny. So he's got Boris like on steroids, and he's got the whole thing. It's like when David Falk had all the centers in the NBA, like Alonzo Mourning and Ewing and all the top guys. And when one would get a raise, it was built into the contract that the other would get a raise to equal what he was making. So it's a monopoly.
Yes. Anyway, he goes on to say, this guy who made the post, he said, to avoid that, ESPN needs to pump up this idea that Lane Kiffin is still a reformed, still a good guy, and just a victim of circumstance. It's notable, too, that Kiffin identified Saban as one of the two people he's talking about his decision. Saban knows what Lane is going to do. His commentary on set isn't idle speculation. It's positioned to afford the softest landing possible. This problem is one of the reasons outside influencers have become so popular, because they're already denied access. Therefore, they can create some accountability. Well said, Russ Latino. I might have to have him on my podcast. Let me hit him up with a follow right there. But I mean, that's well said. So you're not going to get any kind of straight commentary from the flagship program at ESPN about any of this shit.
Well, they're also in bed with the conferences. They pay these conferences a lot of money to televise their games. They're not gonna dump on them.
Yeah. And the other thing about college football now is it's facing quite a tangle heading into conference championship week and the final playoff reveal a week from today. And that is, you got like five good teams for two spots, and there's going to be some very unhappy, I would say, brand name programs bitching and moaning. You basically have Notre Dame, Alabama, Texas, Miami, and I forget who the fifth one that has an argument in there. And there's like two spots for them. And then on top of that mess is the ACC championship game, because of the fucked up schedule they have, and because SMU screwed up and lost to Cal late night on Saturday, that it threw Duke at 7-5 into the conference championship game against Virginia. And so neither Virginia nor Duke belong in the final 12, but this was the system they set up. Now, there's a way to exclude both, but you would have to give the Sun Belt and the AAC the bids. That would be great for James Madison, who probably deserves it, Andy, but you know they don't have an appetite for doing that. No. So we've got a real mess on our hands.
Well, and it's a 12 now. Once they get to 16, they'll still be carping about this. Like,
there'll still be problems because teams 17, 18, 19, and 20. Now, what do you think of people arguing, hey, Division II has a 24-team playoff. Division III has a 40-team playoff. Mm-hmm. Were you aware of that?
My school, Trinity, is a Division III team. But,
yeah,
but those are 40. Home and home, and it's not all dependent on television. So they can play simultaneously games at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not a big deal.
Thank you. That's what I said just a little bit ago. I said you got to remember that the Division I college football playoff, it's a TV show.
Yeah,
that has episodes, and they don't.
It's a ridiculous TV show because they're looking for elbow room in between these NFL games.
That's right. Like,
there's just too much stuff.
Well,
too much.
You've already got a 12-game regular season that is 13 games for the conference championship combatants, and then you've got to stack on a super long, super large bracket playoff, which is too much inventory for the networks. They don't want this many games. Most of them won't be very compelling in the early rounds because this is not basketball where a hot three-point shooting night can have David beat Goliath, and the whole thing wouldn't end until the Super Bowl, basically. And you don't want to be swimming in those waters with the NFL. It's not good for you.
See, the big thing about basketball, the reason the NCAA tournament works so well is there are numerous games going on at one time. And if your game sucks, you can go to another one. These standalone games that turn out to suck, You're stuck with them.
Do you remember how sucky the first round was last year of the playoff?
Right. Yeah. So that's the problem with it. It's the number, not just the number of games. It's the fact that there's no alternative while they're going on.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get bigger, louder, crazier, less ethical all the time until something causes them to stop and go, okay, hold on a second. And I think the only thing that would cause them to stop and say that is, oh shit, we're losing money now. Or not losing, but the money's going down. What's that?
They're still making money. That's the point. There's never going to be a point where they're losing money on it. And you know, it used to be, well, these bowl games have been a good test for it. Because not just these championship games, but all the as I call them, the Yule log of the season, you know, where there's some two teams that each of them finish 6-6 and they're playing in front of 30 people. You know, that obviously they make money. Otherwise, they wouldn't still be having these games.
Yeah. One thing, I guess I'm going to say one thing nice about ESPN to be balanced here. They can still produce some pretty cool stuff. Did you see... Well, they had a feature on the pregame show today on ESPN about some of the NFL players and their mentors or coaches early in their careers. Did you see it?
I didn't, but I'm sure.
Here's a sample for you. Here's a sample for you right here.
I would say I'm most thankful for my high school coach, Coach Rodney Webb.
This is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Love that he has for the game and his competitive spirit.
The coach has been brought in and he's sneaking up behind him while he's doing the interview.
It's wonderful and I appreciate him a lot. I would say, you know, I love you.
Hey man, I'm glad you got the same thing mean about me.
Hey, cool.
When I got out the house,
Jason Garrett for the Browns.
Having these high expectations for me, you know, whether I was on the field or in the classroom, and you know, just you know, continue to set the bar higher and higher. Gonzo's been amazing throughout this journey, even you know, until now, still checking on me, still.
Bring it in, bro.
The hell of a surprise.
It's crazy,
man.
Yes, sir. You imagine that guy in high school
always
field?
Kept me grounded. Oh my God. I always made sure I was had my head on straight. You know, always being there for
Keenan me. Keenan Allen for the Chargers.
Sure I was doing the right thing on the field and off the field. He was kind of a father figure, you know, in the football world.
What's happening?
This is the strategy of the, you
really
know, the soldier.
Really do him justice.
Surprising,
I mean,
the kid at school, you know.
That, yeah,
they've done that. That's nice. That's,
I mean, that's the good shit right there. And it's nice to know that ESPN still has some of the muscles to produce that, because the low-hanging dreck that goes on Monday through Friday in the mornings is sometimes enough to make you despair as a sports fan. But that's the good shit right there. There are guys that have worked with these superstars for years, and they maintain close friendships. And the coaches, they don't ask for anything from the athletes. They're not saying, can I borrow some money? They don't want to be a groupie. They're just happy that the guy they worked with when they were younger is kicking ass at the highest of levels. That's true bro bonding right there. I love it.
Do you remember when Bill Parcells was winning the two Super Bowls with the Giants? He had a coach that would come along with him as sort of his guru, sort of his Don Zimmer.
Yeah.
It was Mickey Cochran. And Mickey Cochran had played high school football for Vince Lombardi in New Jersey, and then later coached Bill Parcells when he was a high school player.
So that's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you real quick, did you enjoy the game? Ohio State and Michigan.
I did. It was like the old hard hitting days, you know, of Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler and 3 yards and a cloud of dust and a light snow falling. And it was perfect. I thought it was great. And finally, Ohio State won. Because early on, the guy threw a pick and they were looking at like 10-0.
Kicking
goal was 6-0. So you know, then they were able to get back in the game. But I thought that was great.
You know what I realized about all the rivalry games, including the old Oaken Bucket and the Kegan Ales and Floyd of Rosedale and the old Brass Platoon, Paul Bunyan's axe and whatnot? I realized this is still the last little part of college football that has not been fucked up. These silly little trophies and these rivalries that not only mean something, but also they're geographically sensible. You know, because there's schools that are on the border with each other and they've got some fucking history. Thank God those have been preserved, because it's almost like being flooded by bullshit. And this is the tip of the island where we have retreated to, the rivalry portion of college football, where the land is dry and what's right is still right.
It is, although, you know, it's not unusual now to have a guy play for one team one year and one another.
Do you have any examples?
Well, no, but you just see that
they could.
You could, and you see that the players, I mean, it's not like, you know, they were redshirted and they're fifth year seniors and have been, you know, at Ohio State all these years. And it's also created some games that used to be, like at the end of the season, Vanderbilt playing Tennessee, that was usually a rout. Now Vanderbilt's good.
Vanderbilt whooped their ass yesterday, which was great.
This guy, Diego Pavia, he's the most exciting player in college football. I think he's going to win the Heisman, but man, I love to watch him play.
Pavia's fun as hell.
In the NFL. He's just tremendous.
Pavia's fun as hell. His mom is an absolute dime. Did you see where Theo Vaughn, the podcaster, asked her out on a date, and I guess they went on one?
Really? Well, his brother got
arrested for being
game
drunk.
For being drunk. Drunk and disorderly.
I mean, drunk in the stands. I mean, it's a football game. You're supposed to be somewhat drunk. How disorderly could he have been?
I don't know, but enough to be thrown out. And he's Diego Pavia's brother, so it must have been pretty serious.
Okay, I found it for you, Andy. I want to end on this, and then we're done. We'll go watch some football. This is the Target story about the gift packs they lined up for. It's an AI voiceover, but this is all real. This is true. Take a listen.
Hundreds of customers braved sub-zero temperatures to queue for 5 hours outside Target, only to find the reward utterly insulting. to secure one of the first 100 limited edition swag bags, shoppers lined up in the freezing wind before dawn, with temperatures plunging to minus 10 degrees Celsius. Target staff arrived early to manage the crowd, handing out hot chocolate and promising cures that the contents would be worth every penny. The event even implemented a numbered queue system to ensure fairness, leading many customers to believe they were in for a substantial perk. But when the store opened at 6 a.m. and shoppers entered to claim their bags, the contents sparked outrage. While the packaging looked fancy, the actual contents enraged many who had waited. A few packets of drink mix, a deck of Uno cards, and a lip gloss that looked like it was pulled from clearance shelves or picked up off the floor.
Lip gloss.
Numerous participants stated this fell far short of the generous rewards hinted at by the company. Netizens questioned, is this a Black Friday gift pack or just clearing out inventory? Customers waited 5 hours in sub-zero temperatures for this. Target has yet to issue an official response to the controversy. However, the incident has sparked widespread discussion on social media, with many declaring, this is the last time I'll queue for Black Friday.
You know what? The fuck it is the last time you're going to queue up for Black Friday. You got suckered this time. You'll get suckered next year. And Target ain't issuing no apologies.
Right, right. Well, they used to have these doorbuster deals. Do they still have those? If you're fifth person in or more, you get a special deal on a TV or something.
Here's the thing, Andy. We are living in a country of such abundance.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's so cheap now that you're like, oh my God, I'd wait out in the cold for it. All of our luxury goods, for the most part, what were once considered luxuries, like flat screen TVs, have been driven down to just anyone can have them.
Right. I like that movie with George Clooney, Up in the Air. Unencumber yourself with stuff. There's just so much stuff that you accumulate and you don't need. Don't buy stuff. You don't need it.
You know what I threw away this weekend right after Thanksgiving? I went to the dump on Friday. I threw away the last tube TV.
Oh, you had
that? Yes. There was a 20-inch tube TV, big triangular back. It weighed probably 150 pounds. I could not lift it myself. And I had gotten it into the back of the SUV with my brother-in-law, but I was a solo trip to the dump, and I thought I could just push it off the back of the Honda Pilot and drive away. But when I got to the Loudoun County dump, they said, oh, electronics, that's the dumpster's second right after you go in. And I go,
I know where all the stops are in my dump.
Yeah, absolutely. But when the guy said dumpster, I'm like, oh, shit. How am I going to get this out of the SUV over the edge of the dumpster? So I drove up, and luckily there was a crew, a junk hauling crew, next to us unloading their thing. And I said, hey, can I get a hand with just one thing? And the guy goes, no, no time, and turns around. And I go, what the fuck? And then within a beat, he turns back around with a big smile and said, just kidding, man. So he came over, helped me lift it up, and we pushed that thing over, and it landed with a thud and a crackle. And I felt like the world had lifted off my chest and shoulders. Finally got it out of the house.
I bought a 32-inch tube TV for $500, and that thing weighed a ton. And when it came time to move my future, he wasn't my son-in-law yet, I don't think. No, he wasn't. But helped me move it. And that thing was heavy. Probably why I'm back now.
All right, Andy, as always, a wonderful ride. Next week, I'm going to tease you with, I found something in one of the boxes from your and my days on the sports reporters that I can't believe I had forgotten about. And it involves a very significant public figure and a personal correspondence that when I read it again, I was like, oh, yeah. That episode. I'll tell you about it next week, all right?
Well, hats off, by the way, to a former participant. I watched Dan Helly do some of the Maryland-Michigan State game the other night.
I saw that, and I saw you played a little footsie on Twitter with him, which is always fine by me. It was nice.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to play footsie back, but it was nice that he did.
So. Yeah, well, Dan Helly is easily the nicest TV guy, humblest TV guy, for looking as handsome as he is. Like, yeah, most of the time, the better looking you are, and if you're on TV, you've got no time for anybody. Hell, he is as grounded and as regular as anybody. So I'm glad to see him getting some work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Andy, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care. And I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Just one look at you. You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.